Hello, everybody. This is Charles Barnett, a.k.a. Guitar Man. This little tutorial will explain exactly how to stream music on outside here. I am now currently, for this demonstration, I am currently in the Listen Lounge. And you can do this in any stereo room. But for this demonstration, I chose the Listen Lounge. And you will hear Giles talking, and I think this way it will explain exactly everything I'm doing here. A lot of people in these tutorials don't want Giles talking in the background, but I think it'll serve a purpose in this case. Now, for this demonstration, I'm going to simply press the control key and the letter S.
Stream media file to channel dialog. Media file properties. Media file TX Max Edit. H Charlie Myanga Bazoo. MP3. Media file properties. Media file TX Edit. H Charlie.
Okay, what you heard there is Media Text Edit. And as you also heard, I have previously played a song in here. And it simply, what this box does is it tells you the full path and the last song you played. So ordinarily, you wouldn't pay attention to this. You would simply tab over one time.
Media file properties button.
Right, and you hear the word media file properties button. Now, this may vary a little bit depending on your screen reader. Okay, I'm going to press enter or spacebar, in this case, on the media properties button, and you'll hear a second dialogue come up here.
Stream media file to channel dialog. Media file TX Max. Open dialog. File name. Edit combo.
All right. So you heard open file. Edit combo. This is where you would paste the song. We're in the edit combo box. I'm gonna press the Windows key and the letter M to go back to the desktop.
Desktop. Folder view. List view. Team Talk 5 Classic. 21 of 7.
Okay. I'm gonna go. In my case, I'm going to go to my computer.
Mr. District Attorney, my conference room, my document, my music, my woman, my computer.
You heard my computer.
My computer.
Okay. And I have a external drive here.
Hard disk drives expanded. Free agent drive H. 10 of 20.
Free agent drive H, so I just press the letter F.
Free agent drive H. Items view multi-select list.
I open that up. And I go to a folder that says Charlie.
Charlie Pride, Charlie.
Right there.
Press Charlie, enter. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select.
Okay, and I select a file that I want. In this case, I'll just press the letter A, and whatever files in here that begin with the letter A, that's what it's selected. For instance, a fire I can't put out. A cover I did of George Strait's song.
A fire I can't put out, MP3.
Okay, you hear the file. You do a control C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
It copied it to the clipboard. And you alt tab, you alt tab back to the Team Talk window.
Stream media file to channel dialog. Media file TX Max. Open file name. Edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt plus N.
Right, file name. And I'm simply going to do a control V and paste this.
Paste it from clipboard.
Okay. I'll tab two times.
Files of type. Open button.
And you heard the word open button.
Listen Lounge sponsored by Rodner's Team Talk 5 Classic V.
Okay. Now, what this does, it opens up a second, or actually a third dialogue here.
Media file properties button. To activate, press spacebar.
Right, we're back to media file properties. You tab two times.
Stream media file to channel dialog. OK button.
You'll see an OK button here, and you simply press enter.
Preview Listen Lounge sponsored by Rodner's One Open One Item. Stream to channel active.
I'm finding out how hard. Okay, now I'm going to press the letter and Control S again.
Stream the channel.
And what that did, that just stops the file. So if you're in the middle of a file and you've picked the wrong song, for one reason or another, you don't want to play what you've selected, you do the Control S again, and that will stop the file from playing. And basically, that's really all there is to it. It's really simple. When you listen to this tutorial, listen to it as many times as you possibly can. And while Giles is a little annoying, I think it'll serve a purpose because that gives you step by step exactly how to do it. And on behalf of myself and out of sight, I hope you enjoy this little presentation, and I hope it does you some good.